Families and workers in the West African country of Senegal are struggling to find ways to make ends meet. It's a familiar and painful situation felt throughout the world. Transportation and food costs are rising. Salaries are not. People in Senegal use buses to go to work, school, market, mosque, or family gatherings. But the price of a trip has recently gone from 25 to 40 cents. That's a huge increase for people with salaries of about $1 a day. Mohamed Pop takes 4 bus trips a day between different jobs and his home in a poor suburb. He says he must work, so he has no choice but to pay for the costly bus trips. He says salaries are not moving at all. Worldwide, the rising cost of fuel is forcing many people to find new ways to get from one place to another. In developing nations, some people are giving up public transportation and walking to work. Joseph Muendo Musioka lives in a Nairobi slum. He walks 3 hours between home and work each day. He can no longer afford public transportation.
Life has become very hard. The oil prices have gone up, so I realize that it's better for me to walk than I keep some of that money for my daily use.
In the United States, it's harder to find a seat on buses and trains these days. $1 a liter for gasoline is the reason. Public transport ridership in America's big cities is up 5 to 15% over last year. Drivers are making the switch in other places as well. Jakarta commuter Risa Riana is leaving her car behind more frequently as gasoline becomes more expensive.
Since the fuel price increase, I take the bus more often.
Higher fuel prices are driving up the costs of many other goods and services, including food. In Dakar, Senegal, businessman Aliou Dia buys bread every morning. He says 10 years ago, one baguette cost 10 cents. Now it costs more than 40 cents. He says breakfast for his extended family of 9 used to cost about $1, but now it's $4. A 100-kilogram bag of rice cost $5 several years ago. Now he's lucky if he can find a bag half that size for under $40. Farmers, truckers, and other people around the world have taken to the streets in recent months to protest high fuel costs. Bettina Lusher is with the UN's World Food Program. Its job is to feed people in need. She says the spike in food prices has led to concerns about political stability.
We have seen riots in some 30 countries around the world, protests where people really went onto the streets and protested because they couldn't afford the flour anymore and the rice and the maize and the corn. And I think that's what's concerning so many government leaders.
Spiraling oil prices are also having a profound effect on airlines, especially in the U.S. American Airlines and Delta Airlines have each lost more than $1 billion so far this year. Industry spokesman Jim May expects more trouble.
We are deeply, deeply concerned about the future of this industry, and for that matter, the entire U.S. economy, given the impact that high oil prices are having on every walk of life.
In some parts of the world, train travel is becoming more popular. For years, the huge subsidized rail system was a symbol of socialist India, keeping fares low but piling up huge losses. Since then, Indian Railways has offered bigger, better trains to carry larger freight loads and more passengers. Last year, Indian Railways turned a profit of more than $6 billion. Sudhir Kumar is leading the railway's turnaround. He says soaring fuel prices make freight trains more efficient than trucks.
Rising oil prices may be bad news for the country and for the trucking industry, but it is a wonderful news for Indian Railways, because if my competitors consume 9 liters of diesel per unit of transport, I consume only one.
Expensive fuel also means big changes for automobile makers. America's two largest car companies, General Motors and Ford, have posted huge losses from slumping U.S. sales. GM Chairman Rick Wagoner says his company, like Ford, will close some factories where its least fuel-efficient vehicles are made.
We can't sit back and wait for U.S. conditions to improve. We need to continue to be proactive and even take some very tough actions to ensure our survival and our success.
The auto industry is shifting its focus to smaller, more fuel-efficient cars and developing vehicles that run on other sources of energy, like hydrogen, electricity, and biofuels. Indonesian researchers like Dibyo Pranomo have another idea. A fast-growing weed called Jatropha. The seed is poisonous for humans, but it can be blended with gasoline or diesel fuel to make biofuel. Indonesia plans to have 10 million hectares of Jatropha plantations by 2009. Meanwhile, some people are looking for alternatives to motorized transport. In Los Angeles, Ramona Marks avoids the crowded freeways and rides her bicycle to work.
I'm hopeful for the city and for the people who live here that some people are making a change for the better.
In Washington, Chuck Wilsker leads an organization of people who work at home via the telephone and computer.
I've never had more calls. I've never seen more buzz. There hasn't been more press than once gasoline hit $4 a gallon.
It's clear that such a wide-ranging problem will require a broad variety of solutions. For Focus, I'm Kent Klein.